This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. A healthy mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tass, here you go.
Thank you, Macca. I'd like to introduce our next guest after that very riotous and raucous conversation that we had this morning with His Royal Highness.
No, His Eminence.
His Eminence.
Lord
His Eminence.
Bollard. Lord. Robert Dolly Doyle.
We have Will Strachey.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
No. Strach. That's fine.
Oh, dear me. It's like my name. Nobody ever gets it right. I apologise.
No.
Will Strach. Will Strach is a field worker with the Trades Hall Council and has been actually working on the Yes campaign over the last period. So the reason why we've got you here is because we got this email out of the blue from somebody wishing to promote an event that they're organising attached to the Yes campaign. And then, of course, I said, yes, we'd be interested in talking about this. And I don't even recall what it was now, to be quite honest. So we'll come back to you about that very soon, Will.
Sure.
But in doing that, your name came up and I went, tick, 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 tick. So two rallies ago I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes rally outside the State Library of Victoria. Mm-hmm. And you were one of the speakers and you were straight after the speaker whom I absolutely love, Sally McManus.
Oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely in love with Sally McManus. But you stole the show.
Oh, don't be saying
you
that.
You stole the yes. show. You were the most engaging, clear speaker on that platform that day. And there was a number of them. There were Greens, there was Mark Dreyfus, there was Martin Foley.
It's a compliment, take it, because not many are handed out on this show.
All right, I'll accept that. It was a fantastic rally though, wasn't it?
It was a great rally.
Equal Love do such a great job with
this. It was
rallies.
The largest rally in Australia at the time.
Oh, those Sydney siders, don't you hate it? Oh, they've got to go out there and try and trump us.
Unfortunately, I was interstate last week. So what happened last weekend? Was it as big?
It wasn't quite as big, but right. I mean, the energy is fantastic. Yeah. I think we're ready, I think, to get this done.
Yeah.
And I think that's the vibe is very, people are pretty determined. And it was a really good vibe.
So I know that was a very long way of introducing you, Will.
Yes.
But
nice, though.
Okay, there you go. What we really want to understand is why is Trades Hall
yes.
backing the Yes campaign? So I mean, how come you're involved in this?
It makes sense to us, but,
Please explain.
Please explain.
Well, trade unions are made up of their workers, and that's people. And so that means that we represent the broad community. And so we're involved in it for two reasons. One is we say our job is to eliminate discrimination in workplaces, and we know we're just not going to be able to do that as long as there's discrimination in the broader laws, and that includes in the Marriage Act, which is discriminatory. And also because union members, there are union members who are LGBTIQ, and so we say being union is solidarity, you stand yep. in solidarity, and when one group is under attack, that's the role of the union movement is to step up and kind of bring the machinery that we have in to support that. And so for us it's two things. It's the principle about equality and fairness, because that's what marriage equality is ultimately about, and it's the principle of solidarity. We stand in solidarity with our LGBTIQ members.
I was going to say it's an unusual situation where we have, let's call it the big end of town.
Yes.
Some large corporates.
Yes.
Taking the same tack.
I know.
And unions.
Yes.
perhaps not standing alongside, but standing in the same hall. Let's say that.
Yep.
On the same issue.
It's a nice way of describing it, actually. Yeah. I think it's because marriage...
Because it's right?
It's because it's the right thing. And because this is something that affects us as a society as a whole. So this is the vision of what we want to be in Australia. That's what marriage equality is about. And that's what a yes vote in this is about. It's about saying, as a community, we are hopeful, we are optimistic, we stand for diversity, we stand for inclusion, we stand for equality and fairness. And those principles, it's right that those principles should apply across the board. That's actually right. And so, yes, it's great to see that this is something that can unify what would otherwise be... It's like the political parties, right? You've got Labor, you've got the Greens, and you've got Libs and Nats for Yes, which means that across the board, the reasons why you do it might be different, but the fundamental principles are the same.
And you have absolutely no disagreement with me from any of that, Will.
Lovely.
I absolutely... Well, of course, I'm on the same side. However, I hate to say this, but I think that the way in which the No campaign have been running their campaign is that it's become very much this: the debate has shifted away from marriage equality to now being about a validation of LGBTI people in our society.
Yeah,
what's your reaction to that?
I think for us, we would say as a campaign, it's really important that we do keep it focused on marriage equality, on the future, on the kind of country we want to be, on the LGBTI community, and on the idea that one group of people being treated differently to everybody else is just unfair. That's what we talk about. The other side, the no side, know that when we talk about marriage equality, when we talk about those principles, they don't win. They're not going to win. Mm. And so that's why they're busy talking about everything but notions of equality and fairness. And the critical thing for us is we should not get diverted onto that. That's why they're doing it. They want to pull us away from what's worked so well for us over such a long period of time. Mm. I mean, we've gone from, in 2004, the majority of the community not supporting marriage equality to a time now where, if the polls are right, 60% of people support marriage equality. So if that's the case, then we are never going to win if we start arguing on their terms. We've got to stay focused on why is this important to us? It's important to us because we stand for principles of equality and fairness.
So let me play devil's advocate.
Oh, get. Sure.
The No campaigners are saying that they are actually campaigning for the sort of society that they want to live in, which is one that actually protects religious freedom.
Yes.
One that actually protects the rights of children, and one that protects us from inexcessive political correctedness.
Well, let's try and unpack that a little bit. I would say if we're talking about children...
But before we go on, can I just say, I don't believe any of that.
No, I understand that.
We're having a debate.
No, of course.
It's a bit like the virgin birth.
Look, what we would say about children is that there are rainbow families now, so LGBTIQ people are raising kids now, happy, healthy, safe kids, and that those kids' rights should be also respected in this, which is that they would like to see their parents be able to get married and have the security of that bond. In some cases, that's what their parents want to do, and they want that, you know, as a family. The other thing is that there are LGBTIQ kids, and what's the message that we are delivering to them with a no vote? The message we are saying to them is no, you are not equal. You are separate. You are...
different.
You are different. And, you know, when they start to talk separate but equal, I get like that. For me, that ain't right.
Yeah, no.
Because separate isn't equal.
That's exactly right.
We're all in the one place.
That's right. And it's also the principle, those are the principles that underpin some pretty awful systems in the past, like apartheid and, you know, the idea that you would have drinking fountains for people, one group of people separate to the other. That's separate but equal. And so what we say is that's not right. That's not equality. So they can run those arguments. I just keep saying we're just going to keep running I describe it as relentlessly positive campaign focused on equality, fairness, dignity, respect, love and commitment. And as long as we are saying those six words, then we are talking about our values.
Yep.
And that's what we should be out campaigning.
You've no argument from me on any of that at all. Interestingly enough, this morning with the mayor, we did debate some of the behaviours of the campaigners, and there was some criticism, certainly of the No campaign, but also of some of the Yes campaigners as well. Now, I tried to defend our people, really, but I got showed down by certainly some of our callers who were texting in messages and saying, now, really, you know, Tass, some of our people have been bad as well. And Robert Doyle did, and in the end I did concede a little bit. How do you feel? What's your view about the behaviours of some of our people in the campaign?
I think that this is an issue that people feel really strongly about, because particularly for us as LGBTIQ people, this goes to the core of how we see society and also our safety. The idea that we have built over time a sense that we have a place in the community, and this the views that are now that got a platform in this process kind of challenge that. Mm. So I think people feel really strongly about it, and so I think that at the edges, when people are angry and upset, people can say or do things that they might not otherwise do.
And may regret later
and
on.
Yeah. Yes. I think fundamentally, as a campaign, as a Yes campaign, we have remained incredibly positive. And I think overall my view would be that LGBTIQ people have stayed incredibly dignified and have held restraint in a really difficult and challenging time.
Well, we're going to continue that conversation if you're okay to stay in the studio a little bit longer. Fabulous. Because we also do want to hear what are these events that you're actually back in. And so, look, stay tuned, because there will be more.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
It is. Best radio station. How can we argue with that?
I was wondering what you were about to say then, Macca.
Well, what I was going to say was, you are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass and Will, but it is Australia's best radio station.
Yes, yes. There now, we were just chatting over the break then, and I didn't realise that this was actually an investment that the Trades Hall Council was actually making into the campaign. Now, that is amazing.
Yeah, there's me, and then there's three other organisers who are working full-time and have been since the enrolled vote drive started. So, and then in addition to that,
fully funded by the union movement.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also the materials and posters and bits and pieces that came out really early in the piece. So if you've got the Yes with the rainbow thing on it, that's stuff that was developed and designed and printed out by Trades Hall to start with. Just because this came on so suddenly, this entire campaign, it took a while for the kind of central campaign to get up and running. So, you know, as a union movement, we are used to running campaigns on short notice.
And we've very quickly.
And we've got the machinery in place. So once we'd made the commitment that said, okay, we need to campaign in this space, then we just got that machine and started, you know, turning things over and getting things out and doing that. So we worked with the National Union of Students to do enroll to vote drives across 25 campuses. We got the materials and T-shirts and all the things you need to do to kind of get your campaign up and running. And then since then I've been, you know, we've been working full-time on it, and we'll do until kind of the outcome of until the outcome on the 15th, and then we'll see what that looks like and after, what we need to do after that.
After government's had a week to consider the results.
After they've had a chance to have a think about it.
And develop their strategy. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
So do they share the result with the opposition?
No, because the polling, the postal vote closed on the 7th. The result isn't announced till the 15th.
Yeah. Mm.
So there's a week.
Oh, yeah,
now, it's not going to take a week to count it up.
It'll take the ABS a week to count it.
No, it won't.
Well, look, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say that's the time that it's going to take, and that's why they've worked it out. The next sitting days of Parliament are on the 27th of November, so that gives them a good 12 days to work out based on the outcome. Let's assume that they
what
get the
outcome.
What they're going to do.
They will announce what they're going to do well before that.
Well, we would hope so that everybody knows.
Mm. I think it's going to depend on the size of the turnout and the size of the Yes or the No vote. I just want to say Lyle Shelton from the Australian Christian Lobby he's a real keyboard warrior, you know. He's having a bit of a spat with Karen Phelps. But you know, Lyle, I know the Australian Christian Lobby, some of you listen to this show, six times we've invited you by Twitter to come on and have a chat. Grow some, mate. Grow some. Come and defend your position. But you know you won't, because you're gutless. You're gutless, and all you talk about is lies, right? Come on here and defend your lies. Seventh challenge, Lyle.
I think maybe you need to use another means of communicating with him, Macca.
What, divine intervention?
What about a formal handwritten letter?
No, I'd have to go by Australia Post.
Take too long.
Yeah. No, I will. I'll write him a letter.
Oh, there's a bit going on with Australia. Yes.
Will. So there is a series of events coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about these.
All right. So tonight we've been kindly invited by Alison Moyer and Margaret Cordarina to go and do we'll be there. We'll have posters.
Is it still called Margaret Cordarina?
It is still called Margaret Cordarina.
Not on Google Maps though.
Google
Maps dropped it.
No.
Anyway, it's called Margaret Cordarina. So we get a lovely photograph of ourselves in our Yes T-shirts under the sign, the Margaret Cordarina sign, lovely. And we'll have posters for people to take. We'll have badges and that kind of thing. So we'll be out there. We'll do a bit of a tin rattle as well, yeah. You know. So, I think tomorrow in Yarraville Gardens, there's a Puppies for Love. So if you go down there, you bring your dog down and there you can gather with other dog lovers and show that you're a Yes supporter.
That's one that Macca was keen on.
Yes. And look at that. Look, a Dash Hound. Look at that.
I tell you.
Dash Hound. I love Dash Hound.
People have been preparing their puppies.
Yes.
There's a few little rainbow-like neckerchiefs and that kind of thing happening. So it'll be totally great. So that's what's happening this weekend. We have done things like we've done some door knocks. So we had over 400 people go out door knocking a weekend ago. We're running phone banks. So we're doing people come in and they make calls just to chat to people and just ask them the same questions that we're really asking everyone. Do you support marriage equality? If the answer's yes, have you received your postal survey? If the answer's yes, have you sent it back? Mm. That's the critical thing. Talks about that turnout that Macca was talking about. And then are you happy to talk to kind of four or five other people that you know who you also know are Yes supporters to make sure they've got their surveys back? Because really at this point, we know that the majority of Australians support marriage equality and we know that they consistently have for a very long time. So all we need them to do now is do this one little thing, which is tick that yes box and put their postal survey in the envelope and get it down to a mailbox.
So Will, I heard you at the rally say very clearly, don't focus on the no voters.
Correct.
Put your energy on the yes voters.
Correct.
Tell us about your argument behind that. What's your thinking behind that?
This is a voluntary process, right?
Yes.
So the first thing is I'd say anyone who tells you that they are voting no, they are as likely to change their mind as you are. If anyone has got to that point, like we've been talking about this now since 2004, there is very few people out there who don't know what they think about it. So if someone has come to the view that they don't support it, spending time talking to them is A, it's distressing and depressing.
Yes.
B, it's divisive. You don't need to. And you're not going to change their mind. So it's better that you talk to those people in your friends and family circle who either say, look, I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. Have a chat to them about why it's important to you. Speak from the heart because you know why it's important to you. So talk to them
about
that.
And Will, you don't think that in that cohort of no's, there may be some who could be shifted from the no into the yes camp?
Not in the time that we've got. I mean, the whole point about a campaign like this is we've got a limited window of opportunity. And like I say, the majority of Australians support marriage equality. So why wouldn't we just talk to them and make sure that they get their votes in? Because the energy required to have that conversation is literally those four questions and then potentially a bit of a chat about how you feel and why it's important to you, as opposed to have weeks of engaged debate. In that same time, you can talk to 100 people who are yes and get 100 yeses in the post. And in the end, that's what's going to decide this. So what we would say is it's a voluntary vote, so we've got to make sure that the yeses are in the post. And we've been talking about this for so long.
I know.
We all know
this. Let's just make it happen.
Let's just make it happen. Like
now it is possible that some people will shift their vote. I mean, you know, there's been a couple of notable people. Angela Merkel, for example.
Yep.
Changed her view publicly in a very short space of time.
No, no. She said she still doesn't. She still agrees. Still believes that marriage is between a man and a woman, but that it is for the Parliament to decide. She still has a view. She hasn't changed her view, but she accepts that the German Parliament changed its, it voted for marriage equality. Angela hasn't changed her mind.
Well, what she did change was she allowed a parliamentary vote to take place.
A free vote. She allowed a free vote. Yeah. And I think that's the thing, right? I mean, we've been talking about this so long, it's not like anyone's going, oh, this is the first time I've thought about this. Mm. So if someone... my view is, let's say that the polls are right and we get marriage equality, and let's say that they introduce a law that we can all support, and let's say that it gets done. There is time afterwards for us to talk to people who were no voters and to talk to them about the principles of equality and fairness kind of thing. We've got time, but that is time better spent once the votes are in.
Yes.
Because, of course, this conversation about our equality and this conversation about our rights, it's not going to end once we've got marriage equality. We're going to keep talking. And so we have the opportunity to engage in ongoing conversation.
Well, we haven't even seen what the bill might look like. So we don't even know at this point in time what John Howard and Turnbull are actually doing.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Yeah. So we've got an opportunity to continue to have conversations in family, in friends, in community about the dignity and respect to be afforded to LGBTIQ
people. Because we're almost out of time, how can our listeners engage?
Yes.
What can be one, two or three things that our listeners can do?
So we've got a ton of material. So if you want a poster up in your window, what we want is let's deliver the message in community that community supports. And the best way you can do that in a way is just smack a poster on your front window.
I love seeing a rainbow flag when I drive in the suburbs.
Or you
love
walk around the street and you go, there's a yes. How awesome is this?
It's inclusive, isn't it? It says you're welcome.
That's right. So what you can do is you can come down to Trades Hall. We've got a ton of material. Come and grab some posters. Yeah. We've got stuff. We've got things you can put on your fence. We've got some banners. We've got a whole lot of stuff. That's the first thing. Second thing, just do that last check-in with friends and family and make sure that all of those yes people have put their surveys in the mail. And then in particular, okay, so if you know any of the young folk, your 18 to 24-year-olds, we know that they overwhelmingly support marriage equality. They are overwhelmingly saying, we don't understand why this is an issue. But they are the group that is least likely to have kind of managed to get the thing in the envelope and into the postbox. So it's probably sitting in the bottom of the bag. They fully intend to. Just take a moment. Just encourage them. Just let them know.
Not even 30 seconds.
Correct. So just have that conversation, because they're really, like, we want to make sure that their voice is heard, because this is their future. I mean, I'm 50-something old. I've been around a while. There is a... Yes, I know. That's you. I love you most of all right? So, you know, this is not... This is about the world that I live in, but it's the world that they are going to live in and it's their future. Yes. So we want to make sure that their voice is heard and what they think, that's delivered in a resounding yes on the 15th.
Now, we have to go. Have a little look at that picture I'm going to send you. That was a limited edition Saturday Magazine mug with a picture of Margaret Court and the caption, tennis is full of lesbians.
Yes.
Leave it alone, Tash. You're not very tech savvy.
Do you still have any of those mugs left?
I do.
We'll get you one.
We actually sent one to Margaret.
So excited.
We did hear the crash as she dropped it on the kitchen floor one Saturday morning.
So awesome.
But we'll send it to you.
Will, thank you very much for coming into the studio. It's great to have you here. Thank you for all your hard work. Our community are indebted to the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Our communities, I should say, are indebted to the work
you're doing.
We're all doing
it together, though.
Yes, we are all doing it together. But it does require energy and coordination and leadership and all that sort of stuff, and you're part of that. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.